It's been a challenge from the beginning, but I think, you know, the desire of the players and the management coming in and all the staff, and I think the supporters got behind us, and you know, we did it. That's all we can look at now. I'm a bit croaky this morning, but you know, it's just beginning to sink in that we've actually done it and we're there.
And you are happy, clearly. It's automatic promotion, so none of the playoff nonsense. Everyone's played the part in getting you into that position.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I look back, you know, and a year ago, I remember the last game we had last season was against Fulham, and we went down to Fulham, and, you know, I looked at the terraces and saw the various banners and flags and, you know, doom and gloom and, you know, no effort, no passion. And I think the players have come out this season and shown and delivered. And I think they had the desire to win. They, you know, they put the application there and they've gone in, and week in, week out, there's been a few ups and downs, but at the end of the day, we've delivered. And I think considering the amount of injuries we had and serious injuries, you know, where players were out for virtually all of the season, it's incredible what they've achieved.
I know you've got like 17 players that are out of contract at the moment, and is that a problem for you, or do you feel that's an opportunity for you now to invest in some more players to strengthen the squad for the coming season?
You know, we'll sit down with the manager over the next few days, gather our thoughts and plan for next season. A number of these players have been warriors all season. You know, some of the players out of contract, I think we would still like to keep. The most important thing now is we have to build a new financial plan that's sustainable, and we don't go back to where we were.
Yeah, well, that was a difficult couple of years, winding up orders, embargo on transfers, HMRC looking at you, and now there's, I think you've got a £5 million loan outstanding to Blue Marble, which is, I understand, is a finance company. So just explain in more detail, if you would, Ken, where you are financially now as a club.
I think basically with the club, you know, I've read reports that we're £25 million in debt, that we aren't anywhere like that figure. There was a £5 million loan from Blue Marble made to Sports Shield, BWFC, which was Dean's company. We do owe that. It is something we've got to deal with them. There are ongoing discussions. It's not been an easy one, and, you know, I can't say too much on the phone because, you know, there's lawyers involved in it on both sides. But I'm confident that will be resolved. And I think, you know, there aren't any other loans other than, you know, there's a loan on the hotel, which was taken out before I came in. That one is just like a normal having a mortgage on your house or a mortgage on a building.